This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Jamnagar yesterday evening on a three-day visit to Gujarat. Mr. Modi will take part in several events over the next 2 days. A large number of people lined up along the roads as Mr. Modi's motorcade made its way from the Jamnagar airport to the circuit house. The PM will visit Vantara Animal Rescue Centre in Jamnagar today. He will then visit the Somnath Temple and offer prayers to Somnath Mahadev. The PM will then travel to Sasan and chair a meeting of Somnath Trust. Tomorrow morning, the PM will take a safari ride to Gir National Park and chair the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife, NBWL, at Sasan Gir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is moving ahead with the twin target of achieving growth of the agriculture sector and rural prosperity. Addressing a post-budget webinar on agriculture and rural prosperity virtually yesterday, Mr. Modi said that India's resolve to move towards the goal of a developed India is very clear. He said they are working together towards building an India where farmers become prosperous and empowered. The Prime Minister said that the government has announced PM Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in the Union Budget, under which focus will be on the development of 100 districts with the lowest agricultural productivity in the country.
अब हमें देश के एग्रीकल्चर पोटेंशियल का पूरा इस्तेमाल करके और भी बड़े टारगेट तय पाने तक पहुंचना है। इसी दिशा में हमने बजट में पीएम धन धान्य कृषि योजना का ऐलान किया है। ये मेरे लिए अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण योजना है। इसके तहत देश के 100 सबसे कम कृषि उत्पादकता वाले जिले, लो प्रोडक्टिविटी वाले जिलों के विकास पर फोकस किया जाएगा।
In order to curb air pollution levels in the national capital, Delhi government has decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after March 31. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with the officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said that the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years. In Uttarakhand, 51 workers have been pulled out of snow from the site of an avalanche-hit BRO camp in Mana village in Chamoli district, but four of them succumbed to their injuries during treatment yesterday. The search operation for the remaining four workers continued at the avalanche site. Talking to Akashvani News this morning, Disaster Management Secretary of Uttarakhand, Vinod Kumar Suman, said that the search operation is being carried out at a war footing to trace the remaining four workers trapped under the snow. The fasting month of Ramzan has begun across the country from today. The worshippers thronged mosques last night to offer special night prayers called Taraweeh, which will continue throughout the month. Ramzan is the 9th month of the Islamic calendar, and Eid al-Fitr is celebrated at the culmination of this month. In Gulf countries, today is the 2nd day of the holy month of Ramzan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today greeted the citizens on the occasion of the beginning of the blessed month of Ramzan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that the sacred month bring peace and harmony in the society. The Prime Minister asserted that the holy month of Ramzan epitomizes reflection, gratitude and devotion, and also reminds the countrymen of the values of compassion, kindness and service. In international news, Israel has agreed to a proposal for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza during the Ramzan month and Passover periods. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, in a statement, said this morning that it has agreed to implement the U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff's idea of a ceasefire extension. The decision comes as the first phase of a previously agreed ceasefire was nearing its expiration. Netanyahu's office said Israel would immediately conduct negotiations on Witkoff's plan if Hamas agreed to it. In ICC Champions Trophy, India will take on New Zealand at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium today. The match will begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. And in tennis, India's Yuki Bhamri and his partner Alexei Popperin of Australia clinched the doubles title at the Dubai Tennis Championships. And that is the end of this news bulletin.